License to kill, they get away with murder. Plant the evidence at the scene, throw away burner. They'll say they felt their life was in imminent danger. Another sister or brother slain by a stranger. Murder one of us every 28 hours. Undeclared warfare, that's white power. If you're indigenous or African American, they use the media to assassinate your character. For it to make sense, I'd have to be convinced they're predators amongst us with malevolent intent. I could have a confrontation at a moment's notice. Sandra Bland, Tamir Rice, Keaton Otis, James Perez, and Kendrick James, Deontay Keller, too many names, Oscar Grant, and Aaron Campbell. How we gonna set a different example?
The state of the nation is pacifying the masses with sadistic tactics. Communities live in fear, wondering how many will die this year and how many more will remain silent in the face of violence. People hold their breath, knowing it's liberty or death. Headhunters decapitating movements, breaking nations into fragments, and race is said to be coincidence rather than evidence that the state of the nation is extermination. Blood of fathers, brothers, sisters, mothers staining America from Oakland to Providence. Forced silence, government-funded violence. Armed forces are targeting melanin once again, and homicide is justified when it's genocide. But how many more black folks are going to be crucified for the sins of America?
February 28, 1996, my son Deontay J. Keller was pulled over by Portland police officer Terry Krueger. Unfortunately, he jumped out the car and ran. Unbeknownst to him, a shot was fired and he was shot in the back. But he continued to run, even though no shots fired call was called into the dispatch. Police found Deontay about three houses down in the backyard, lying face down, but he was still breathing. They handcuffed him and called for medical. Medical arrived at 2:23 a.m., but the police would not allow the medical to come in until 3:41 within that time frame.
That's right, it's straight up, a little after straight up. This is the Sudden Radio Project. You're on cable, in case you forgot. Listen.
Padre, I need to talk to you, Padre. I have a problem, Padre. I need to talk to you fast.
What is it, Bambino, my son? What is it? What is the bothers you? Tell me.
Padre, I haven't been listening to the art.
Oh, my child. What? Tell me what your problem. This is bad. This is very bad. You know, you won't get into heaven if you don't listen to the arts. There's salvation through the arts.
I know, Padre, but after school I always watch the television. I don't like it, but that's the way it is. I come in and I get a snack and I watch the television.
Oh, my son. This is a no good. You cannot do this, my son. What you must do is stay away from the television.
I know, Padre. I know, but you see, Padre, I watch the television and I read the comic books.
The comic book? Oh, my son, this is very bad to read the comic book. Don't read the comic book, please. Italo Calvino, what's wrong with Italo Calvino? Primo Levi, why you don't read Primo Levi? My son, don't, please, I beg of you. Don't watch the television, don't do the comic book.
But Padre, also, I watch the big American, the Boom Boom movie, the Boom Boom, Terminator, the dark one, you know, the Boom Boom movie, you know?
I don't understand this Boom Boom movie. You don't watch Pasolini?
No, Padre, I don't understand the Pasolini. It's for a big kid, not for me.
My son, here's what you do. Turn off the television, the TV. Don't watch. Berlusconi owns all the television anyway. Number two, don't read the comic book. You could read the comic book in the bathroom, but not only the comic book. Lots of great authors for you to read. Read them, and don't do this. And thirdly, my son.
Si, padre, si.
Listen to 12 months of the Southern Radio Project.
The Southern Radio Project? Oh, padre, thank you so much. Grazie, grazie, padre. Grazie, grazie, padre. Grazie, padre, grazie. The Southern Radio Project. Grazie, padre, grazie, grazie, grazie.
What time is it? Quarter till?
Perfect.
Any sign of my best girl?
Of course not.
I'm so tired of waiting, tired of waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Jesus Christ, just once,
Mel, could you at least make an attempt to be punctual? Hello?
Hi, sweetie.
Let me guess, you're running late. Oh?
I'm so sorry. I'll just see you at the party, okay?
Sure.
You have the directions and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. I can't wait for you to meet my coworkers. You're going to love them.
And vice versa?
Of course. Who would love your precious poopy puppy face?
Don't call me that.
But you've got such a precious little poopy puppy face. Now don't you? My witty bitty pitiful cutesy pootsy poopy puppy whoopy face. Now give me a mellow whoopy night night.
Woof, woof.
You are too good to me. I love you.
Love you too.
Bye-bye for now, my sweet.
Bye. Shit, fuck, god damn it. Why do I fall for that crap? Jesus Christ.
It's Mr. Potty Mouth.
Come on, dear. Leave the man alone.
Mr. Potty gets his mouth washed out with soap.
Fuck you, you little twat.
I should get a goddamn gold star for self-restraint, considering all the shit I let myself get put through.
Damn, my fucking brainwashed out, so that's what I need.
Fuck. What time is it?
Do I want to see this stupid movie? She picked it. Do I? Yeah, what the hell? Let's do this. She can see it on her own. She knows where the freaking theater is.
Whoa. Excuse me.
Oh, excuse me.
Sorry, still getting used to these shoes.
whoa, hold on a sec. Let me figure out how I should interpret this. Innocently or lecherously? Should I even bother?
Okay, quick breakdown.
Is she hot?
Yes.
Is she legal?
Problem, yes.
Is she my age?
Definitely no,
but within a decade.
Is she my type?
Return to question one.
Do I dare?
Hell, what have I got to lose?
Hey, yo, what up, baby?
Hey, baby.
Oops, forgot question five. Are you sure she's alone? Oh, I'm perfectly content with what I got. Perfectly content.
What is this, the Ace of Hearts?
Jesus, have some decency, why don't ya? Could you start by wearing the thong outside the jeans? Be subtler that way.
Oh, great. Now I'm depressed and aroused.
Hi.
Hi.
He's gonna think you're a fag.
Can I help you?
Deal with it.
One for Brokeback Mountain.
Sorry?
You heard me, asshole. Brokeback Mountain.
Just one?
Yeah, my boyfriend stood me up.
Just one.
Thank you. First door on your left.
For the theater or the glory hole?
Thanks.
Do I get a complimentary rainbow or anything? Pink glasso, perhaps? Maybe I'll settle for popcorn. Screw it. Don't have time to fill out the freaking loan app.
The most intense movies of the year.
Of course it's freaking packed. God damn it.
This movie's been out for 6 months, people.
Alright, into the trenches.
Pardon me. Excuse me. Sorry.
Sorry.
Sir, are you saving that seat?
Especially for you, sweetie.
Oh, great. I get to sit next to the big gay owl for the next 2 hours. Better not bend over.
Shh. Oh, now you've done it.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm sorry I spilled your drink.
Well, you got 2 for 1, Twinkle Toes. Took out my popcorn, too.
Oh.
If you wanted to make a pass, you could have just grabbed my balls and saved me $5.
I'll buy you...
No, thanks. I'll just wallow in the wet spot. I bet you don't cuddle, either.
I'm sorry. Oh, God.
Me too.
Turn that off, numbnuts.
I'm sorry. It's off, okay?
This is shaping up to be the worst night of my life, and it's not even an hour old. I can hardly wait for the goddamn party.
Ride 'em Cowboy.
Do you like humor?
Of course. Is there anyone who doesn't like humor?
My grandmother couldn't abide jokes, and she couldn't tell them either.
Well, that's the kind of person who says they don't like jokes, isn't it? The person who's embarrassed they can't tell a joke. Mm-hmm. I mean, no one wants to admit they can't tell one, so they just tell people that they don't like them at all. That way, there's no pressure.
I got one. Do you like Irish jokes? Yeah, this family is sitting at home in the glen or whatever, and the daughter... No, wait a minute. Maybe the son. Anyway, the dad is really angry. No, maybe that's the one about the 2 giraffes and a VW bug. Was it Scotland? No, wait,
You know what gets me? Jokes.
Jokes? Jokes bother you? How could you have anything against a device that makes people laugh?
It's just this. A guy walks into a bar. 2 people are in bed. A bunny is terrorizing the forest animals. 2 people are sitting in a restaurant.
Point?
We're asked to entertain a certain premise. I mean, what if I don't want to think about 2 people in a bar being terrorized by a rabbit who's in bed?
Sorger has outlived several of those who have become close to him. He had ceased to long for anything, but often felt a selfless love of existence, and at times a need for salvation so palpable that it weighed on his eyelids.
Point?
That's Peter Hank from The Long Way Around. It's a construct. It sets up enough about Sorger for us to be curious as to what the next thing will be that we learn and what Hank is going to talk about for the next 140 pages. We have to accept his construct if we are to accept his point of view, and we have to do that in a joke or it's pointless to listen. It's pointless to read Hank if you're not curious about his perspective.
It's not interactive if someone says, "So there's this rooster in the hen house."
It doesn't have to be interactive. That's arrogant to think that the author of the joke, which is passed down among many thousands of people, has to consult you before telling the joke. And, I might point out, you do get to author the joke if you retell it. Really, look at it in that perspective. Each teller is an author. Your point doesn't hold any water.
But it gets me just the same.
What? So he doesn't like jokes?
He feels limited. He wants control, it seems. But I think joke tellers have control, just like Terry said.
I heard a good one the other day. An Irish daughter had not been home for over 5 years. Upon her return, her father cursed her. "Where have you been all this time? Well, of course, it's best if you do this with an Irish accent, but I can't do that. So he says, "Why did ye not write to us? Not even a line. Why didn't ye call? Can ye not understand what ye put your poor old mum through?" So the girl, sniffing, says, "Dad, I've become a prostitute." Well, the old man flies into a rage.
Naturally,
I want to laugh.
I was beginning to think you didn't have a sense of humor.
Humor? I laugh with the best of them, and I can tell a joke. But when you've told a lot of jokes the way I have, and you've heard twice as many, it gets you.
It gets you nothing in this household, young lady. The old man is furious. The mum is sobbing. "Sinner," he says, "you shameless harlot, you're a disgrace to your mum."
So of course the daughter, I think it was the daughter, showers them with expensive gifts.
Well, it would get you if you thought about it.
I am thinking about it, and it doesn't get me. I like jokes, just the way they are.
But they're often derogatory, insulting, racist, sexist, violent.
So after all these expensive gifts, the old man says, "So, tell me again, now what have you become?" Says the girl, "A prostitute."
"Oh, that's grand," says the dad. "Oh, be Jesus, you scared me half to death. I thought you said a Protestant."
Then the son looks up to him and says, "Dad, Mum, I have something to tell you. But that's another story."
"Oh, that's another story. We can't talk about political correctness now. I have to go."
"Oh, that's funny. Have you got another story?"
How are you today?
Splendid, butler. Simply splendid.
Do come in. Oh, and flowers as well. Very nice. Suitor is here for you, lady.
Ah, suitor. So wonderful to see you again.
Likewise, lady.
My, what a lovely bouquet. You really shouldn't have.
Oh, but it is a trifle.
Would suitor like some tea?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I must apologize for my elusiveness of late, suitor, but I haven't been in much of a state to receive anyone.
I understand relations between you and Patriarch have deteriorated of late.
Yes, and perhaps irreparably. He's threatened to write me out of his will. I'm sorry. I shall control myself, though the prospect of living out my days in punitive penury is most unendurable.
With your permission, lady, perhaps I might intercede in this unfortunate affair. I'd like to think I have some influence with HR. Perhaps I should venture upstairs and speak with him.
Yes, yes, that would be marvelous. You've always been like a son to him.
That's truer than you know.
That's odd. I don't recall inviting anyone else over. Butler!
I'll see who it is, lady.
Would lady and suitor like a crumpet,
please?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter, butler?
Well, I'm afraid...
Good morning, fair lady. I am very pleased to have granted mine humble self entrance to thine bounteous abode, so I may pass in thine glorious presence.
It's rival, lady.
Rival?
How scandalous.
Oh, lady, am I to believe that you've been consorting behind my back with that most egregious libertine?
Heavens, no. Not in my most monstrous nightmares would I so much as exchange glances with that disreputable lout. For reasons known only to himself, he's been pestering me relentlessly for the past fortnight.
Do not so much as attempt to discern me by refusing to respond to my summons. For I am a steadfast as the mighty oak, my love as constant as the pole star.
I beg you, he must be dismissed.
If thou shalt admit me forthwith, lady, I shall tread thunder on Portugal. For mine affection for thee doth credit me the strength of 100 Herculines.
Very well. I shall dispatch him.
At long last, the portal doth open, and I...
Halt, rival. Take not a single step more, for your presence is not desired in this dwelling.
So sayest thou? By what authority doth you bar mine entry, brother?
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 Brother? That's outrageous.
Outrageous, but true. On lineage doth indeed intersecteth at identical loins.
I will not endure this hideous slander, nor your despicable personage either. Get out!
Nay, nay, and nay again, I say. I doth have every right to intercourse it verbally with mine betrothed.
Betrothed?
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 Betrothed? I have never received, much less accepted, a proposal from this madman. Oh, blast it. Butler, what other misfit has darkened our door?
Tell them she has admitted enough misfits for today.
She didst admitteth thou firstly, suitor.
Are you implying that I am some sort of misfit?
I did not imply it. Lady did.
When?
Just now.
I did not.
Hello. I'm sorry, lady is unavailable at the moment.
Yes.
Oh. I see. Someone calling himself Death is here to see you.
Death?
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 Death? Shut the door, butler! Shut the door!
I'm terribly sorry, but I...
Stop! Oh, dear, dear butler! Rent from our bosom in the prime of your decrepitude!
This is a terrible shame. I offer my sincerest condolences, lady.
Mine tooth!
Was the sweetest man I knew.
And I knew him intimately.
We shall all miss him.
I hope you're quite proud of yourself, rival.
Excuses?
It is quite clear to me who is to blame for the tragic and wholly unnecessary death of our faithful servant. Butler would still be alive were it not for thine disruptive presence.
Help!
Hadrian! Stop right there, Death.
Halt it, fiend!
Alas, we are too late.
Oh, woe is me. First butler now. I'm doubly aggrieved.
You were a great man, Hadriarch. We shall miss you.
Fareth thee well, father.
Father.
Father?
Father!
Indeed, Edith, we were but estranged long agone. To regain his favor, I schemed to winneth the hand of his adopteth daughter.
Adopted?
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 Adopteth!
Have you no shame, you impertinent rapscallion? How dare you heap such calumnies on this good woman and her honorable father?
Dost thou meanest our father?
Should you utter but one more outrageous untruth, rival?
If thou dost not believeth me, perhaps thou shouldst payeth un petit visite to thine magistrate's office, wherein thine ocular orbs mayst gazeth upon yon and mine birth certificates, as well as patriarch's last will and testament, which doth bequeath this entire fortune unto Her Majesty's Royal Canasta Club.
And I bequeath unto you a ball from Patriarch's pistol.
Oh, wait, it's not, brother.
Will this carnage never cease? My torment is now trebled.
Zounds, that vile fiend would not even allow me the pleasure of dispatching that impertinent imbecile. Come back, you diabolical demon.
Oh, you cruel, cruel heavens. What have I done to offend thee that you would turn my home into a charnel house? That I should witness the tragic deaths of the most faithful butler this world has ever known? My beloved suitor, who is revealed to be my brother, then not my brother? His repulsive rival, who also turns out to be my brother, then not my brother? And of our mercurial patriarch, whose final vindictive act was to disinherit us all? My grief overwhelms me. I shall join this pitiful quartet in the beyond. Return thee but once more, O sweet death.
Put the pistol down, lady.
What?
Patriarch refused to keep loaded weapons in the house, ma'am.
Oh, what a bitter fate have I.
Now, now, no daughter of mine shall talk so.
Daughter?
That's right. You might say you've gained a mother today, my dear, though you have still lost a father. Poor butler, you were our love child. Don't cry, love. We'll make out all right, living the rest of our days in contented companionate poverty. Won't that be nice? Well, you'll get used to it. After a fashion, I hope.
Holy shit! A parking spot right out front? You gotta be kidding me! Maybe the worm is turning. No hydrogen, no yellow paint. Works for me.
Do I dare look for Mel's car?
Negative.
Just put on your party face, cowboy.
Why am I calling myself a cowboy all of a sudden? Residual Brokeback brain or something. Suddenly he walks straight into his Saturday Night Fever? Oh well, I guess it's these usual lame ass, so what do you do outside of work office party? It's like freaking numbers in there. I need either Mel or psychoactive substance pretty damn quick.
Hi!
Hello?
You look lost!
Go away.
I'm Denny.
Denny?
Yeah, it's a unique interpretation of Denise, courtesy of my father.
Well, I wouldn't characterize it as an unflattering variation. I'm James, but you can call me Jimmy.
I hate being called Jimmy.
Hi, Jimmy.
Shit.
So, if you're trying to crash our party, Jimmy, you're not being too sly about it. You stick out like a sore thumb.
That's because I'm not drunk yet. Actually, I'm looking for Mel.
Oh, I know Mel. We work together.
Oh, cool.
Too bad she can't make it.
Can't make it?
Yeah, didn't she tell you?
About what?
She started feeling sick all of a sudden at work. You know how she is.
Too well.
Thought it might be a migraine. She didn't even want to drive home. I had to take her.
Jesus, did it twice in one night? How perfect is that?
Is she okay?
Well, it's not terminal or anything.
Yeah, I wish.
I better give her a call. Excuse me.
Sure.
Fucking son of a bitch, motherfucker! I can't believe this!
Wait a minute. What am I gonna call her for?
She won't answer.
And I may have other options. Oh, you dirty dog.
Am I that desperate?
Am I that vindictive?
It's entirely possible.
Okay, super quick breakdown. She's hot, close to my age, charming, friendly, and a little drunk.
Did I tell her I'm Mel's boyfriend?
No, I don't think so. What if she asks? Let's hope it doesn't happen.
Is she worth getting dumped over?
One way to find out. Now, I can only locate her in the tornado of Tush.
Yoo-hoo!
She didn't run off. That's a good sign.
I have returned.
I see. How's the patient, doctor?
I decided not to disturb her. That ABBA ringtone would have sent her from migraine to aneurysm. She's a big girl. She'll be fine.
You gonna stick around?
Sure. Why not?
I figured you would.
You see right through me.
Uh-huh. I made you a drink. Here.
Muchas gracias.
De nada. Cheers.
Cheers. What is this?
Denny's special margarita.
Made with what? Tequila and Everclear?
Something like that. Gotta get you caught up with the rest of us, right?
You're so thoughtful.
Mm-hmm. You wanna dance?
Well?
I do.
Hey, yo, what up, baby?
Holy shit.
How are ya?
I'm doing great now.
There is a God and he fucking hates me. He motherfucking hates me.
This is James. He's Mel's boyfriend.
What? How did you know that?
Hi.
This is Sal. She's my soulmate.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Can you tell me what it's like to have a soul?
He's not as glum as I was expecting.
Though he definitely has a poopy puppy face.
Why must you torment me?
Why couldn't I have been gay? Please, God, make me gay.
Dance, please. Either shake those cheeks or spread them.
Holy Christ.
Stacy!
What the fuck is Liberace doing here?
Greetings, disco damsels.
So this is what hell is like.
Oh, and who's your friend? It's the Pony Express man.
No, it's not.
Could have fooled me the way he went galloping out of the Cineplex. Dum-da-da-dum-da-da-dum-dum-dum.
This is Mel's boyfriend, James.
Please call me Jack, as in Jackass.
Oh, yes, of course. I recognize him from the billboard-sized picture she has on her screensaver. He may have a girlfriend, but believe you me, he sure knows how to jostle a man's popcorn and make him all sticky.
Ew.
TMI, Stace.
Well, James, I'm certainly glad Mel dumped that bull dyke she'd been seeing and found you. So where is the little lady anyway?
She's homesick with a migraine.
She'll soon be dead from strangulation.
Oh, what luck. Someone else with an empty dance card. Giddy up, cowboy. Macho man. You get to dance with a macho man. Macho, macho man.
Is silence.
That's brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished.
So,
to die.
I think the question is he acting crazy like he did the last time he saw
I see.
So, is he volatile or is he remote?
Let's do a scene.
You see?
Okay. We're starting with to be or not to be. Is that what we're starting from?
Well, we were. We can do the scene first and then do to be or not to be, unless that.
Well, they want
to. Are you ready?
Hope it doesn't bug you.
Okay. So, page 26.
Ben.
The cat out of the bag.
Mr.
Laertes, Polonius' son and Ophelia's brother, returns to court seeking revenge. Laertes
and there's a little section James will have to stick in later because he says something. And then, you know, there's another scene. So we're just doing all the Shakespeare. It's pretty obvious.
To give to Hamlet during the match.
Okay. So we're on page 18.
Page 18, take one.
To be or not to be? That is the question.
Easier for the engineer, which is
okay. We could record some sound effects and then put them in later.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Come on, sir.
Come, my lord.
Come on, sir.
Come, my lord.
Mind is here,
what?
No.
Judgment.
Whether 'tis nobler in the mind.
Soldiers,
to
scholars,
the
eye, tongue, sword. The expectancy and rose of the fair state, the glass of fashion and the mold of form, the observed of all observed
ladies quite,
most deject and wretched, that sucked the honey of his music boughs, now see that noble and most sovereign reason, like sweet bells jangled,
that
out of tune and harsh,
and feature of blown youth blasted with ecstasy.
Oh, woe is me to have seen what I have seen.
Somebody slammed the door.
Okay. If we might maybe just pick it up. At that, you know, indeed, my lord, you made me believe. So, now you should not have believed.
To sleep, perchance to dream. Aye, there's...
Indeed, my lord, you made me believe so. Oh, at the end, bottom of the page.
You should not have believed me. For virtue cannot so inoculate our old stock, but we shall relish.
I see.
I loved so not.
I was the more deceived.
Get thee to a nunnery. Why wouldst thou be a breeder of sinners? I am myself indifferent honest, but yet I could accuse me of such things that it were better my mother had not born between earth and heaven. We are errant knaves all. Believe none of us. Go thy ways to a nunnery.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think she gets more upset than I'm letting it happen. At home, my lord.
Let the doors
never believe it. I am more an antique Roman than a Dane. Here's yet some liquor left.
As thou art of Mary, I'll give thee this plague for thy dowry. Be thou as chaste as ice, as pure as snow, thou shalt not escape Calibrod.
Revengeful and vicious,
of more offences at my back than I have thought, put them in the imagination to give them shame or time to the monsters. What should such fellows as I do crawling between earth and heaven?
And quickly,
we are errant knaves all. Believe none of us. Go thy ways to a nunnery.
And I, of ladies most deject and wretched, that sucked the honey of his music vows, now see that noble and most sovereign reason, like sweet bells jangled out of tune and harsh, that unmatched form and feature of blown youth blasted with ecstasy. Oh, woe is me to have seen what I have seen. See what I see.
Yeah.
Oh, what a noble mind is here o'erthrown.
Aye.
The courtiers, soldiers, scholars,
it's like I
want to
get
tongue,
tossed around
sword,
the room a little.
The expectancy and rose of the fair state, the glass
the
of fashion and the mold of
death,
form, the observed of all observers, quite down.
Who's born, no traveler returns.
And I, of ladies most deject and wretched, that sucked the honey of his music
makes
vows,
us rather bear those ills
now
we have
see
than fly
that
to others that we know not.
Reason blasted like sweet bells jangled out of tune and harsh.
free of
see
it.
What I see.
Yeah.
So, your chair made a noise.
Oh,
the question
okay.
is,
yep.
is he acting crazy?
He is justly served.
I see.
It is a poison so, temple by himself.
Or is he like,
exchange forgiveness with me?
I'm sitting back.
Noble Hamlet? Mine and my father's death come not upon thee.
Thus, conscience does make cowards of us all, and thus the native hue of resolution is sicklied o'er with the pale cast of thought and enterprises of great people. With this regard, the currents turn awry.
So you guys are happy.
And heaven, we are errant knaves all, believe none of us.
Okay.
Nay, but Ophelia, pray you, mark.
Where's your father?
White his shroud as the mountain. Home, my lord.
Let the doors unless be shut upon him. Fair Ophelia in his own house. Nymph, in thy orisons be all my sins remembered.
Good, my lord. How does your honor for this many a day?
I humbly thank you. Well, Snow, thou shalt not well escape calumny. Well, get thee to a nunnery.
My lord, I have remembrances of yours that I have longed long to re-deliver. I pray you now receive them.
When they ask what it
means, say you this.
I never gave you
tomorrow is St. Valentine's Day, all in the morning time.
You know right well you did.
And I am made at your
window words of so sweet,
red posed as old
and
made
a happy rose and gone to close and up the chamber door.
Let it in the maid, then out the maid, never departed more.
What a wounded name. Things standing thus unknown shall live behind me. If thou didst ever hold me in thy heart,
by Jesus, I seem charity, a lack
and in
my
shame.
Young
men
will do it if they come to it, by cock I ought to blame. Both she before you tumbled me, you promised
young
me
to
will.
With conquest comes from Poland,
answers
to the ambassadors of England,
so what I had done by yonder sun. If thou hadst not come to my bed, I hope all will be well.
I cannot live to hear the news from England.
But I cannot choose but weep to think that they should lay him in the cold ground. My brother shall know of it.
We're sweating in here.
So, I thank you for your good counsel.
I was the more deceived.
Come, my coach.
Yeah.
Good night, ladies. Good night, sweet ladies. Good night. Good night.
Soft you now. The fair Ophelia. Nymph, in thy orisons be all my sins remembered.
Good, my lord. How does your honor for this many a day?
I humbly thank you. Well. Well. Well.
My lord, I have remembrances of yours that I have longed long to re-deliver. I pray you now receive them.
No, not I. I never gave you aught.
My honored lord, you know right well you did. And with them words of so sweet breath composed as made the things more rich. Their perfume lost, take these things again, for to the noble mind rich gifts wax poor when givers prove unkind. There, my lord.
Are you honest?
My lord.
Are you fair?
What means your lordship?
That if you be honest and fair, your honesty should...
I am myself indifferent honesty, but yet I could accuse me of such
could
of
beauty,
things
my
that it
better
my mother
had
not
done. Them with honesty. You made me believe so.
Proud.
Who would fardle
for the power
bear,
of beauty will sooner transform honesty
for what it is to a bald
than
the
forcing
of
death.
After to
death.
Beauty into his likeness. To the undiscovered country.
I was the more
trapped. To be or not to be. To be or not to be. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings,
whether 'tis nobler in the mind
to suffer the slings,
or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing,
or to take arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing, end them.
To sleep,
to die,
no more to sleep,
and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand,
and by a shock to say we end the heartache and a thousand
natural shocks that flesh is heir to, 'tis a consummation devoutly to be wished.
To sleep,
to die. Sleep, perchance to dream, aye, there's the rub.
For in that
to sleep, perchance to dream, aye, there's the rub. For in that sleep of death, what dreams may come when we have shuffled off this mortal coil must give us pause. There's the respect that makes calamity of so long life.
For who would bear the whips and scorns of time? The oppressor's wrong, the proud man's contumely, the pangs of despised love, the law's delay, the insolence of office, and the spurns that patient merit of the unworthy takes when he himself might his coitus make with a bare bodkin. Thus, conscience does make cowards of us all. And thus, the native hue of resolution is sicklied o'er with the pale cast of thought and enterprises of great pith and moment. With this regard, their currents turn awry and lose the name of action.
Good night. Good night.
The rest.
So,
is silence.
Is he acting crazy like he did the last time he saw
I see.
Over here.
Shelter intake hours are closed.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not trying to stay here. I just need the bathroom. Can I please just use your bathroom?
The bathroom is just for people accessing services here. We usually don't even answer the door this time of night.
Yeah, I know. The thing is, I have a camp, but it's across town, and I can't make it there without a bathroom. I'm not feeling very well.
I'm sorry. I can't start letting people come in for the bathroom, or I'd be answering the door all night.
Marianne, there are three people here needing their stuff checked in. I need you.
Ma'am, please. I'm sick. I'm going to lose it if I don't find a bathroom.
Look, why don't you go to McDonald's on Broadway?
You have to be a customer. They got it locked. I'll be quick, please.
Marianne, ignore the damn door.
Here. It's a dollar. Go buy some coffee or something. I gotta go.
Thanks, ma'am. Shit. Excuse me. Can I have a cup of coffee and the key to your bathroom?
Hey, we already told you to leave, okay? Bathrooms are for customers. Go find a public room.
At night? That's funny. Look, this is a dollar. I want some coffee. I'm a goddamn customer. Now, can I have the key to your bathroom?
Sir, you've been asked to leave already. Take your pack and get out of here.
God damn it, I want some coffee. I'm a customer. I'm sick. I need the bathroom. How could you treat another human like this? Now, how about a little goddamn humanity?
I don't get paid enough for humanity. And get the hell out of here before I arrest you.
Shit, that's it. I can't hold it. There's gotta be some bushes. Gotta be. Here, maybe. Good as any. God damn this city.
This is the police. Put your hands up and get up now. You're trespassing.
Damn it. Look, I'm just trying to go to the bathroom. I'm really sick, officer.
Well, what do we have here? Indecent exposure? Oh. And offensive littering. What's that run, Officer Gonzalez? $300? $400? If
You add trespassing, 675 altogether.
This is serious. Not your goddamn day, is it?
Shit!
Pull up your pants. Now.
I can't! I'm gonna...
Right now.
Look, officer, I'm really sick and I can't hold it. I'm not trying to cause trouble. I just want to use the bathroom.
There's a bathroom at the station. Hold it.
I can't, seriously.
Right this way, sir. Your chariot awaits. I would suggest remaining silent, as is your right, and also a pretty goddamn good idea right now.
My pack.
Got it.
What's your name?
Ignatz. Ignatz Romani.
Ignatz. What are you, a gypsy?
It's Roma, officer. Look, I'm gonna go in my pants. Is that what you want?
Oh. Don't threaten us, Ignatz. The station is just a mile away. What's your address?
Do I look like I have an address? Oh, let me out now. I'm serious.
I'm only gonna ask you once more to shut the hell up, and then we can add resisting arrest to your list of sins this evening.
Shit!
Jesus Christ, you are shitting me. You did not just do that in my cruiser.
You are in the shit now, Romani. Resisting arrest, defacing a police vehicle, offensive misconduct. Holy crap, what have you been eating, dead cats? What is with you homeless guys?
Curse you, bastard! Curse you! I'm not a fucking dog! Not a fucking dog! I'm a person, I have rights! I have the right to use the bathroom! So I'm fucking homeless, so fucking white! I told you I was sick! Got the flu, I have no medicine! I tried to go out the shelter, but there's no goddamn bathrooms anywhere!
Jesus Christ, Kirch, let's get back to the station and get this dog out of our car and hose down. I'm gonna gag.
Curse you! Curse you, this whole fucking city! You're not human beings! You're not human beings! Please, I'm calling you. Oh,
man. What is that? Gypsy language? Keep it down back there, Romani, and I won't add offensive harassment to your extensive list of sins for this evening.
You! You are the sinner! Curse you! Curse you! Curse you!
You know, Kirsch, I'm just about fed up with these homeless sweeps. I never thought I'd dream of the time when I could go back to busting pimps on 82nd.
This cruiser stinks.
Yeah, they wet-vacked it twice yesterday, but it's in the vinyl or something.
If I have to rip it out and replace it with my own money, I will. I can't work in these conditions.
Kirsch, if you see a Sev or something, will you pull over? I gotta use the can.
Sure. But there's not really anything out there. Just Dignity Village and the jail.
Yeah, I know, but I don't feel so good.
Yeah, me too. All day long, like my stomach is in a pretzel. Maybe we caught the flu from that gypsy freak.
Probably. Just my goddamn luck. Oh, but I can't make it through the night without taking a piss anymore either.
Guns, that's kind of an overshare.
Sorry.
Actually, I can't either. I tell you, I had to go 3 times last night. Slept like crap. Shannon's afraid I have a bladder infection or something.
Yeah, I... Oh, crap! Pull over! Pull over!
I can't pull over right here. There's no shoulder. Hold on. Jesus, Gons! Just hold it.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hold it. Shit. Oh, Jesus. How humiliating. Ah.
Poor bastard. Oh, crap! Crap! Shit!
Oh,
don't think the whole neighborhood can hear you.
It's always fun. YMCA.
Hey, be quiet.
Sorry.
Some people have no appreciation for music.
They're just my housemates.
Look out, couch. Incoming drunk.
Oh.
Another one bites the dust.
One bites the dust. Down. Another one down. Another one down.
Shut up, asshole.
You want to know what I love about you, Stacy?
Besides my enormous penis? You'd think you'd never heard a gay man make a dick joke before.
You're the best date a man could ever have.
Yeah, a straight man. I'm lucky if I can get head at the Fruit Loop. You're welcome for the ride home, by the way.
You know, I'm just saying. I mean, look, really.
Look, enough with the pillow talk. Save it for the little lady, okay?
You mean the one that stood me up twice in one night?
Yes, and abandoned you to the Queeratorium. Relax. Headaches happen.
Don't I know it.
Neither sweet talk nor pity party will get you so much as a hand job from me, all right? I'm hitting the dusty trail, partner. See you soon.
Adios, desperado. Ah, what time is it? Meow. Ah, what have we here? Meow. Looks like I've got me one last shot. Okay, let's break this down. You're neither hot, nor a member of my species, nor anywhere near my age, not even in cat years. But you're available. Wanna get laid? Let's just lift that tail and see what ya... Jesus Christ, never mind.
I can't even commit bestiality with a female.
Hello, radio fag.
What?
I almost forgot. Here's your phone.
How did you...
You dropped it when you were trying to take my picture at the party. You couldn't remember how to turn the contraption on. Oh, here, let Daddy help.
Jesus, Mel left me 4 messages.
Oh, that's love for you. Good night.
Night.
Hi, you've reached James.
Shit, what's my fucking code?
Please leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. 69. Thanks.
Is that why you're not answering?
Yeah, I know the story.
I'm really, really sorry.
Message 2, 8:57 p.m.
$5 says she hangs up. What did I tell you?
Message 3, 9:35 p.m.
Double or nothing. Money.
Message 4,
you gonna go one more time, huh?
8 p.m.
Hey, sweetheart.
Damn.
Are you there?
Should have quit while I was ahead.
And I really want to apologize for being such a flake tonight.
Tonight?
I'm guessing you're probably home in bed by now and didn't go to the party because you didn't know anyone.
That's what you think.
But anyway, I got home and crashed out on the couch and woke up about 20 minutes ago and my head is totally fine. I don't know what happened. So, yeah, anyway, I was hoping you'd pick up because if you were interested in coming over and seeing me and, you know, monitoring my recovery... You'd be more than welcome. You know where the key is. Hope to see you sooner rather than later. Bye.
Are you for real? I'm kind of thinking so. All right. Let's break this down. No, fuck it. The answer is yes! Exclamation point to everything. Am I sober enough to drive?
Go away.
Let's see. Room's relatively stationary. Okay. Right arm out. Eyes closed. Can he touch his nose? Upper lip, close enough. Let's ride, cowboy. Yee-haw! God damn it! Fucking car is still at the party. You drunken dumbass. Shit! Son of a bitch, motherfucker. Dang it.
our contributors in tonight's program were the following wonderful people who give it their time. Sharon Mann, Daniel Flessis, Steve Copen, Barbara Genovese, Aimee Kelly, Greg Weber, James Lawrence, Stephen Henry, Debbie Hunter, Connor Kearns, Orion Gray, Todd Greblo, and John Severn. Thank you for listening. Pace, pace.
Hello?
Hello, I'm Malcolm Dalcomplex. I'm from the Bureau of Accent Licensure, and your accent was so ridiculously silly and off-base that none of us in the office could even tell what country it was from.
And?
And I'm afraid that we're going to have to revoke your accent license for 30 days. You see, there's certain compliance issues here, and...
Well, I'll tell you what. Listen, don't revoke our license. We'll give you tickets to radio theater here on K